Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Kyle Griffin with me from Nationwide Insurance. We're going to talk a little bit about how important it is to have that homeowner's insurance. Of course, talk about some open houses and some of the new listings in San Angelo. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Kyle.
Hi, Scott. How are you doing?
Man, I really appreciate you taking time out of your day to be with us and kind of share some information on the homeowner situation.
Absolutely. I appreciate your time.
Okay, let's start out with your commercial. I love the commercials on TV. The little girl. You got the song down?
Yes, absolutely. Nationwide is on your side.
Then notice I asked Kim to sing that, not me. Actually, at church, the preacher says, Scott, it's okay if you hum along.
Okay.
That's how bad I sing. But I think that's a good little jingle, and it does it. You know, a little commercial.
Absolutely.
Let's kind of start with it. I guess the thieves are robbing the house, and the lady jumps in the black outfit, pretty cool. It's, they steal the TV, they replace it. What are they talking about there?
Basically, what we're talking about is that everybody has different contents in their house, and basically, we just kind of get a general assumption of how much you have in your house, the value of contents, whether it's $100,000, $50,000, $20,000, and in the event that you're out of town or in France or wherever you're at, we can definitely replace that with a certain percentage, and you can endorse more, or you can just ask us, and we'll definitely give you the details and tell you what you need.
So basically, somebody comes in, steals my TV, you're going to give me a new TV.
Absolutely. Yes, we will.
And that's called replacement cost?
Yes. Yes, it is. And that's going to fall in under contents as well.
Okay. What about a fire?
A fire, you're definitely replaced. And how that typically works is that we're, you know, depending on what burns down, we're going to replace it on the replacement cost. And, you know, no more, no less.
Perfect. And I guess there's different policy. Obviously, the more you pay, the more better quality you get and that type of stuff.
Right.
But some questions that came up, and we get a lot of emails from our show already, which is kind of awesome. But one of them is, I like a lot of stuff because of the hail situation we've had in San Angelo.
Right.
We needed the moisture, which would have messed up so many roofs, but it did. See, a lot of the policies are having some no hail coverage. Do y'all have issues with that? Or
absolutely not. The reason why is because Nationwide pre-inspects every property. So there's nothing that is amiss. We go in there, we insure the roof for 100%, and the only thing is that the deductible is 1% of the dwelling, and that's absolutely it. And it's fine, and we will replace the roof.
That's a good deal right there. Okay, so there's not a hail issue with y'all. That's a real big... Folks, I'm just going to tell you, and I've lived here for a long, long time, we're overdue for a real big hail storm. I mean, we used to get one about every 8 years, and you see almost every roof in San Angelo replaced. And even though we've had two little hail storms, and I think a lot of the roofs are getting replaced, this is just my prediction. Just be careful, you know, make sure you're covered. Make sure you talk to Kyle or somebody to make sure you're covered for that situation, because we're overdue.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, go ahead. Let's before I do, I've got a couple of questions for you later, but let's talk about what all y'all have.
Some
of your programs.
Absolutely. We do everything, and just for starters, just like I said, we do pre-inspect every property, so there's no kind of issues when a claim does arise. To make sure your coverage, to make sure that we're giving you the proper contents and everything like that. I mean, it's just really simple. We insure every kind of home. Doesn't matter what kind of siding is, whether it's brick veneer, brick, masonite, asbestos, whatever the case may be. Every kind of roof, whether it's tile, shingle, composite, whatever the case may be, and including flat roofs as well.
Can I highlight that? And one thing that Kyle does, which is awesome, they take it on themselves to go do it. But no matter what, if you're buying a house right now, especially after our little hailstorms, get your insurance company to go check it.
Absolutely.
If they don't do it like Nationwide is doing automatically, get them to do it, because owning some rent properties, I had some issues with that later. They said, well, you know, Scott, we haven't had a hailstorm. You've got some hail damage. That has to be pre-existing. And we had to go back two or three insurance companies, and it was a nightmare.
Absolutely.
So that's a great service that y'all provide.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, and one other thing that separates our company well is our water seepage coverage. We definitely provide coverage over that, even if it's progressive over a 6 month period
of time. Explain that to everybody.
So a lot of companies don't insure progressive water seepage. And what that means is, let's just say that the damage has been occurring for the past 6 months. A lot of companies won't cover that, but Nationwide will. As soon as the problem is arised and it is recognized, you know, we put in countermeasures, whether it's, you know, moving you out of the home, putting in tarps, or getting people in there to fix it right away.
Well, what would be an example of that situation where you'd say it's leaking for 6 months? How would you not know?
Well, a foundation leak would be a good reason. You know, you just never know. And when you do figure out is when it starts coming through the carpet, you start getting black mold, or, you know, water starts coming into the house.
That's huge coverage.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And is that any extra?
Not at all. I mean, it's just 15%. It'll cover 15% of the dwelling, and it'll replace your carpet, and it'll also, you know, put you in a temporary home or, you know, apartment or anything like that.
Because a slab leak could be very, very expensive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
In fact, if you look at the new houses being built, they're not putting the water in the slabs anymore. Shows how old I'm getting. Because I thought, I went to look at they're building this new house. I said, where are all the water pipes? They're going up with that plastic tubing now.
Right.
But that's still wonderful coverage to have.
Absolutely. And that's probably one of the biggest things that Nationwide is best recognized for.
Cool.
You know, that's pretty much it. Nationwide insures every kind of property, and the demographics that we're looking for is A+. And, you know, if you're in good financial standings, Nationwide is definitely the best product in the market. It is definitely the cheapest product in the market, considering everything is in good value. Nationwide insures everything, and there will be absolutely no problem with any kinds of claims. Just like I said, we insure everything beforehand, before we issue the policy. Make sure that you understand everything, and make sure that you have the proper coverages.
Okay, now, if they insure their automobiles with you and other things, and they do the bundle, do they get a discount?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell them about that.
Absolutely. We definitely offer different discounts. You know, if you bring your auto over with us, you'll get a homeowner's discount as well. Senior citizens also get a discount as well. And you know, if your child is in school or college, so to speak, bring home the report card. If it's a B+ or higher, we also give you discounts there as well. Defensive driving lowers everything, and military also gets a discount. So there's a lot of benefits of bundling your home and auto.
See, I always want to try to bring value to every real estate show we have, and that's what I want you to do, even though we just want to talk about real estate, obviously.
Right.
But so you're telling us if the kids have good grades,
yes,
you get a discount. Absolutely. Is that on your homeowners?
I'm talking about when you bundle the auto and home, you know, it'll lower the auto side, and which will compensate for the whole, you know, monthly premium or whatever.
Perfect.
The case may be.
So do you have life insurance and all that stuff too, or just?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
So yes, tell us we do. Scott, I'm actually not a licensed life and health insurance agent. I do commercial and auto only.
Perfect.
However, we do have access to, you know, our clientele.
You can refer them out to
whoever
you need to.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I'm sure located right across from the radio station here.
Yes, yes. We can definitely take them in-house here and send it off other places and get it taken care of for you.
Okay.
And it'll be easy.
Now, this is an important deal, and I highly recommend this, because, you know, we have a lot of people that are renting right now that are moving in here. What about renter's insurance?
We definitely recommend renter's insurance, and there's also a discount available there too as well if you bring over your auto and bundle that. And renter's insurance is a must, because you just never know when any kind of, you know, a fire will happen or theft or anything like that, and your contents are covered. They'll definitely be replaced, and I believe everybody needs proper protection.
Let me tell you this, which is in from the girls going to school in Austin and Lubbock and different places, when they had the apartment, they had to have renter's insurance. That was in the apartment. To my knowledge, in San Angelo, that didn't exist, which it probably should.
Absolutely, I agree.
But and we don't do it, and I say that, is we don't do it at Scott Allison Real Estate Property Management. But I think, folks, if you're renting, it's a big deal. One of my best buddies went to UT with. In fact, ironic, he used to be an Allstate insurance guy.
Okay.
And he was moving. He said, Scott, I was only going to be here 30 days. He was a big hunter. We're fixing back to Africa. And he goes, I didn't do it. And he goes, I know the business. I'm in the business. And they stole all his guns, his TVs, everything. So, I mean, and you never know. And he was one of those guys that had nice guns and stuff.
Absolutely.
So I don't care, you know, how much it is, because I'm sure you go by the value of what you're insuring.
Right. Well, we just go by contents value. We just simply ask the insured, you know, how much value and contents do you have, and would you like to endorse more? And at that point in time, we put it into our calculator and give them the details at that point in time, and we can go up or down, whichever one they like.
Okay. But clearly, the only thing they're insuring is their actual stuff they own.
Correct. Their contents.
Now, what about any liability for them?
No, there's no liability for them at all.
I mean, is there any coverage for liability?
Well, if you're renting it out, the liability is not on the renter.
So it should be just on the owner?
Correct.
If they have a big party or something happens, somebody gets hurt, then we better go back on the homeowner's policy.
Well, that's more of a legality issue.
Gotcha. Okay, so basically we come in and I say, I have a TV, I have a couch, I have this, this, and this. Kind of tell you what I have and what I paid for it, what I think it's worth, and then you tell me about what it costs.
Absolutely.
For a typical person renting a two-bedroom, one-bath house, normally first, what does that kind of insurance run?
I've seen it anywhere from just a couple hundred dollars all the way to $1,000. It just really depends on demographics.
Okay, and our demographics should be pretty good in San Angelo.
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. But also, everybody has their own personal demographics as well within their own...
Where they live?
Right, right.
Got it. Okay, Jeremy's got a question.
Well, I was just thinking that I used to have a rent house, and I did not have renter's insurance at the time, which was stupid on my part, because I want to ask you, Kyle, if this would have been covered. So I had a lawnmower that was by my house. It was in my carport.
Right.
So it wasn't, of course, in my house or in my backyard, but it was in my carport, and it was stolen. Would that, something like that, would have been covered?
Oh, absolutely. That's on your property, and it will be covered.
Okay. It's, I don't know if it had to be in the house or in the backyard, if it's...
No, that's your carport is considered part of your house. It's part of your property, and it will be covered.
That was a good question, Jeremy.
It was a cheap lawnmower anyway. But still.
That was a good question.
It was. What, just going out there, what about other stuff? If you're a tenant, and you, like especially I see a lot of people that are moving in here in the old field that are renting, they have boats.
Absolutely.
Would it cover anything like somebody stealing stuff out of their boat at their house?
Well,
yes. I'm just following up. I didn't know that either. That was a good question, Jeremy.
Well, we do offer boat insurance, but so that's on a side note, right? However, yes, if it is stolen from your house and you know things are stolen from your house of that nature, yes, it would replace it.
So definitely, folks, if you're renting, you know, give Kyle a call. Talk about it, getting some insurance for that. If you're buying, you have to have homeowners insurance.
Absolutely.
I mean, the only way you wouldn't have to is if you paid cash for it. But if you can afford to pay cash, surely you can afford to have insurance and cover yourself because that's got to be a huge asset.
Oh, absolutely, Scott. Absolutely.
And so how do they get a hold of you?
Well, we have a website, and it's just nationwideinsurance.com. Put in your zip code. It'll send us right to us, or HoustonLisaCopelandInsurance.com. And we also have LisaCopelandInsurance.com. And you can give me a call at any time, 432-258-7164.
And do you have a local number here, office?
Yes, we sure do. It is 325-617-7709.
Perfect. So, folks, if you got any insurance questions, text them into us. You can always, you know, just email sallison.com, and we'll get them for you, and we'll get them to Kyle and get some answers for you. If not, just call him direct, and he'll get the information for you.
Absolutely, Scott. I appreciate that.
You betcha. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.